Florence Rankin, New York City. Florence wrote the first edition Big Book story, A Feminine Victory. She entered AA in New York on September 13, 1937. She was the only female AA member when possible names for the Big Book were discussed. It was because of her that the Big Book could not be named 100 Men. Florence was the first female drunk to stay at the Wilsons' home in Brooklyn, New York. Bill Wilson knew Florence's husband from Wall Street. Bill and Lois got her out of Bellevue Hospital. She and Fitz Mayo helped start the first AA group in Washington Group. Florence returned to drinking and died in Washington, D.C. on April 19, 1943, of an apparent suicide. The original manuscript appeared in page 217 in the first edition. Florence was the first woman to get sober in AA, even for a short time. She came to AA in New York in March of 1937. She had several slips, but was sober over a year when she wrote her story for the Big Book. It must have been difficult for Florence, being the only woman. She prayed for inspiration to tell her story in a manner that would give other women courage to seek the help that she had been given. She was the ex-wife of a man Bill Wilson had known on Wall Street. She thought the cause of her drinking would be removed when she and her husband were divorced. But it was her ex-husband who took Lois Wilson to visit her at Bellevue. Bill and Lois got her out of Bellevue, and she stayed in their home for a time. After she left their home, she stayed with other members of the fellowship. In part, due to Florence having been sober more than a year, 100 Men was discarded as the name for the Big Book. She moved to Washington, D.C. and tried to help Fitz Mayo, our southern friend, who after sobering up in New York started AA in Washington, D.C. She married an alcoholic she met there, who unfortunately did not get sober. Eventually, Florence started drinking again and disappeared. Fitz Mayo found her in the morgue. She had committed suicide. Despite her relapse and death from alcoholism, Florence helped pave the way for the many women who followed. She was in Washington by the time Marty Mann, Women Suffer Too, the next woman to arrive in AA in New York, entered the program. Marty only met her once or twice, but her story in the Big Book no doubt encouraged Marty.